We have got a lot going on because Gene Baldick is here, which is always good news. You had an interesting conversation, I'm sure, yesterday with Dr. Stephen Halkiotis.
I did. What a lovely introduction that is. It's just it's always good news when I get here. I'll put a stopper to that.
Well, there you go. You can write that one down, and then you'll know every
Aaron,
time you need a little extra boost.
Aaron, if you're listening, if you're streaming this on the internet, through your smartphone while you're driving to the beach, and turning around at the Bonner Bridge or whatever it is you're doing, please turn off your cell phone. You are on vacation. Should not be listening to this. We love you. You don't need to. We've got this covered, man.
Well, I don't think he was tuning in before right now, but I think he wanted to tune in just for this because
he knows that this is the fun part of the week.
Well, he knows it's time for Kids Q and that you've been looking forward to this.
I'm really nervous about this. Okay, I'm ready.
So this is going to be a completely organic response here, but this is a whole new segment we've got here on WCHL 97.9 Hill designed to promote fun and healthy communication between parents and children. WCHL's Kid Question of the Week. Kids Q airs every Wednesday and Friday at 3:30 during the Aaron Keck Show, which has been hijacked today by Blake Hodge.
Right.
It's presented by PTA Thrift Shop and the brand new YouthWorks on Main Collaborative, the beautiful community home they've got for some great child-focused nonprofits, including Youth Forward, Triangle Bike Works, Musical Empowerment, Skajaja, Healthy Girls Save the World. They've got a lot going on over there. So today's question that you can pose to your child as you're riding around there listening, if you had to turn into a farm animal, what animal would you pick and why?
If you had to turn into a farm animal. Okay.
And my thing is, we didn't specify the farm here. The type of farm, there's a lot
of farm?
You know.
So it could be dairy cows,
right.
Could be chickens, could be.
Yeah. So you've got a whole world to explore here.
You know, I have to go. This is just almost too easy, but I'm going to have to go with, believe it or not, a spider, because a spider had one of the biggest influences in my childhood.
Was it a fear?
One particular spider in particular was Charlotte, who was a good speller.
Yes.
She could spell some pig and terrific. All of the other farm animals were organized in her cause to save Wilbur. And
it
really was a great, inspiring story and an inspirational spider who, by the way, also brought home a difficult message that a lot of farmers do teach their kids through farming, which is nobody lives forever. And have a million babies before you die, I guess, right?
They're good at helping around the house.
Yeah. Everybody has a job on a farm. Everybody's working on a farm. But also, it was, I thought, a great childhood story about the cycle of life and about, the importance of standing up for your friends. This is just a great childhood memory of that book. I love that book.
Well,
I will continue to love that book.
You put a lot more thought into this right off the top of your head than I did, and I got a little preview of this because I immediately started that. Well, I don't know where we're going because I'm really focused on the what type of farm I'm on based
right.
on. I'm going to change it. So barn cat was one that I thought of.
Barn cat, that's
cause,
good.
Because
yeah.
you just don't. I don't have to answer to anybody.
That's
I'm
right.
Just doing my own
the
thing.
Ultimate freedom. Food
yeah.
just shows up.
Just there.
Just catch a mice here. Catch a mouse.
Take care
here
of myself.
There, yeah. Man, that's actually a good one.
I don't like cats.
And you don't like cats,
so I'm a little bit conflicted about wanting to be a barn cat if I had the option. But I do think if I had to be a farm animal, that would be what I would pick.
Well, that's a job too. Being a barn cat, that's a job.
You can get fired
from that job. the little Friskies might not show up if you don't bring a mouse out once in a while.
Yeah.
My cat is a house cat who is a cat with an attitude. Everybody
Are
works.
There other types
everybody,
of cats?
No, there really
okay.
isn't. That's a good point. Everybody works for her. We all work for her. We all take turns being the door person.
Well, it's working out well.
And it does work out. She keeps the dog in line, even though the dog was there first.
Oh.
I really still don't understand how that works. But she'll bring a mouse once in a while. She'd just walk around on the deck with a skink in her mouth.
Just to show
just
you.
Like,
yeah.
You know, I'm working out here.
Still got it.
You people are in there goofing off in the air conditioning, and I'm out here working. I just don't know how you guys earn your keep.
That is always the most interesting thing of whenever they do get something.
Yeah.
You got to show it off.
Yeah, it's display is everything.